WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening, high school girls basketball tonight here on WCDO. We're live in Bainbridge as the BG girls host Delhi in a huge MAC girls matchup tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Coach Greg Boskowski tonight, and it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Greg, we were looking at the standings during the pregame, and we knew this was going to be a good game, but it really means a lot in the MAC standings as well.
Yeah, I mean, coming into this game, both BG and Delhi are right there with a chance to be in the top four in the MAC, and that's what you want to do. They're playing with one division this year, so if you finish in the top four, you have an opportunity to compete for the league championship in the semifinals, and then if you win, you advance to the finals. So BG currently is in a tie for second place with Sydney, one game behind Green. Both these teams have lost early season league games to Green. And then Delhi sits about like third, fourth. They're kind of bunched in there. Unitigo's 2-1, so they technically would be third. And then Oxford and Delhi are both tied with 2-2 league records. So this is certainly a pivotal contest for both teams to stay within striking distance, or to basically to have an opportunity to compete for that league championship.
Yeah, a lot on the line here tonight. And anytime Coach Conway for BG and Coach Bruce for Delhi are going to do battle, always a game that you want to get out and see. This will be a fun one for sure. So Greg and I are going to take a quick break. We'll be back here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll continue to set the scene for you here in Bainbridge as the BG girls host Delhi. A little bit of a late start. We apologize for that. A little fire alarm here during the JV game made that go a little long, but we should be starting here in about 5 to 8 minutes. So we'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. BG girls hosting Delhi here tonight. And I just think back just a few years ago, well, more than a few now, but I believe it was four straight years we had BG versus Delhi in the MAC championship. A lot of great memories. So that's why I said before the break, Coach Conway, Coach Bruce, always going toe-to-toe in that championship game over the years, and it was always a really good game. And back when you were at Unitigo, you had your clashes with Coach Conway. What's it like to have to prepare to go up against a Bob Conway coach team?
It's a challenge, especially if he has a good team, which I think he does this year. He really knows how to get the most out of his team. I think of all the coaches in the area, I think he might be the best at being able to push the right buttons to get his team to play to their best ability. Coach Bruce is not far behind, not taking anything away from him, but you always had to be prepared. You had to be prepared for different defensive looks that he was going to give you, because they don't always play the same thing. You had to be prepared for new offensive wrinkles, and they always do a really good job executing at the offensive end. So you had to try to come up with something that he wasn't going to be prepared for, which is very difficult. But your team had to show up and compete, because if you didn't compete, the game was going to be over. So, and I don't really think I had a lot of time to coach against Coach Bruce, but I would imagine coaching against him would be the same exact way. He seems very prepared, very organized, so you got to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed and ready to go.
Well, we had a nice chance to chat with Todd Bruce before the game here tonight, and we both commented that he has an absolute gauntlet of a schedule. We looked at the teams he's already played. They're going up to a tournament up near Lake George this weekend. They'll be staying over, and they're going to be playing at Adirondack Community College against some very good B and C teams from Section 2. But just run through some of the tough teams that Delhi has played this year, which kind of leads into why they don't have, I don't want to say the best record, but it's a very good record against the teams they have played, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, when I looked at the record when I did my research today on NateLull.com, I saw their record was 4-5, and it kind of like took me by pause, like I can't be right. But then I thought, no, Nate's never wrong on his website. So then I did my research. I mean, their five losses are to Greenwich, who's one of the top teams in the state in Class C. They've lost twice to Cooperstown, who's a solid team. They lost a one-point game to Sydney, and they lost to Green. So all five of their losses are to quality teams, and their four wins are against Walton Downsville, Hamilton, Deposit Hancock, and Oneonta. So they have not played a school lower than them in class size. They're all C's or higher.
Hamilton came into that Cooperstown tournament, top 10 ranked team in the state, and went out of the Cooperstown tournament with two losses. So that Cooperstown tournament had Delhi, Unitego, Cooperstown, and Hamilton. So, I mean, that's the type of schedule they're playing, and he said that this weekend they're playing two state-ranked teams, one's a B and one's a C, up at Adirondack Community College. Girls are getting a chance to stay overnight, go out to eat. Just a fun experience. Those are the fun things that you'll always remember. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that trip for Coach Bruce and his team, maybe during our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the Southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, will see you on game day.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights, every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is brought to you by SFCU. Starting lineups, first four visiting Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce. They start with sophomore number one, Lexi Davis, freshman number two, Jalen Prisco, a sophomore number 10, Tyler Apps, a sophomore number 13, Paige Weaver, and one of the best players in the area, eighth grader, believe it or not, Danielle Innist. On the other side for BG and head coach Bob Conway, junior number four, Peyton Umbra, a sophomore number 11, Emma Kinter, a junior number 13, Jaslyn Henderson, a sophomore, number 14, Victoria Suda, and a freshman, number 21, Marissa Mayo. Let's see, no seniors in either starting lineup. Holy cow.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, very, very young team, and two teams that we know will do battle again next year because they won't lose any starters here in this starting lineup. And, I mean, you talk about Marissa Mayo for BG, just a freshman, doing great out there. Danielle came up last year for Delhi as a seventh grader. They don't play like kids who are still in seventh, eighth, ninth grade. This should be a lot of fun here tonight.
Yeah, should be a good matchup and a lot of talent out there on the court, but also I would say inexperienced, but not really. So we'll see. Both young starting lineups.
Delhi is going to be in the road maroon, the dark maroon uniforms with the white and the black trim, says Delaware Academy in white and black lettering across the front of the uniform. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Opening tap goes to Delhi, and they're going to go left to right to start things off. So we're glad to have you along. MAC girls basketball tonight here in Bainbridge. Here's Prisco, a little give and go, out of bounds. Just poked out of her hands. It's going to go back to BG.
BG opened into man-to-man defense there. Delhi executed. Looked like they were going to have a layup, but unfortunately lost control out of bounds there.
Bobcats have it. Some full court pressure coming here from Delhi, and that's their specialty. They like to get after it and try to get right in your face on defense. Bobcats across midcourt. Boy, that had to be real close to 10 seconds. They do just get it across the half-court timeline. Suda at the top of the arc, looking for Jaislyn Henderson. Right side of the floor now for Jaislyn, leaving it for Emma Kinter. Five on the shot clock. Kinter, the pull-up jumper, rattles in and out. Innist with a rebound, lost control of it, but Apps is there for Delhi, and the Bulldogs are off to the races going left to right. Lexi Davis will work it back out to Apps, and they're going to slow it down. Both teams like to try to execute in the half court. Apps to the right side, looking for some options. Shot clock to 10. Apps still there on that left side, goes back to Danielle Innist, pump fakes, gets inside, little step through, off the glass, and good for Danielle.
Nice move. Good patience there by Delhi on offense. Looked like they were kind of discombobulated, but they were able to find a way to gather themselves and score.
Now a steal here by that Delhi press. They go back to Innist, and her shot from the foul line is off the mark and no good. Rebound here for the Bobcats. So a 2-0 lead for Delhi early in this one in Bainbridge with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Now it looks like we got a foul here on Delhi on a reach on Tyler Apps early in this one.
Looked like the ref was going to let that go, but then when the ball went out of bounds, he decided he was going to call a foul because that's why the ball went out of bounds.
So an early one on Tyler, and she's kind of the floor general out there, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. They can't afford for her to get into foul trouble. BG with the basketball again going right to left in the white with the navy blue trim. Here's Peyton Umbra, top of the arc, shot clock's at 20, plenty of time to work with. Coming up on 6 minutes to go, first quarter, 2-0 lead for the Delhi girls. Down low for Emma Kinter, missed the left-handed layup, and Peyton Umbra is right there for the follow-up, and she scores for BG. We're tied at 2, 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Delhi back down the floor. Innist to the right low block here for the Bulldogs. Kicks it back out, finds Tyler Apps at the top of the key, and a long two there for Tyler.
Yeah, nice shot there right from the top of the key area.
Delhi girls make it 4-2. Delhi coming in after a nice win earlier this week at home against Oneonta. But Emma Kinter makes them pay on that far side for BG with a three ball to make it 5-4 for the Bobcats. Kinter, a three-point specialist for BG, hits from long distance there. Delhi has the ball, left side. They go to Danielle Innist, a three ball of her own. That's in and out, and a rebound for Marissa Mayo. Mayo streaks down the right side of the floor in front of the scorer's table as BG goes right to left. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, first quarter, a one-point lead here for BG. Apps is guarding Jaislyn Henderson, who's one of the leading scorers here for this BG team. Kinter again, a pump fake, steps in and hits. Emma Kinter with a quick 5 points, and BG leads 7-4.
Yeah, nice dribble move there. She kind of was pressured off the three-point line and pump faked and got to that mid-range game.
Delhi with the ball right side, zipping one back across for Tyler Apps. Little exchange here with Jaylen Prisco at the top of the arc. Now back to Lexi Davis. They hand it off to Danielle into the paint. Lost control of it. Suda got a steal there, but then fell over at a traveling violation. We'll keep it with Delhi. 4:35 to go first quarter. 7-4 lead for BG. Coach Conway wants a timeout. We'll step away. We got a good start to this one. Again, BG girls on top of Delhi, 7-4 halfway through the first quarter on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4.5 to go, first quarter, 7-4 our lead for the BG girls on top of Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Boskowski here tonight. And of course, if you're listening online, we welcome you in. WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Delhi has it underneath their own hoop. They get it in. Lexi Davis, a sky-high three off the side of the backboard there. Kept in by BG. They're off to the races. And Henderson traveled. Just shuffled the feet as she tried to put the brakes on. It goes back to Delhi.
That was the right look. She was kind of open there, but that was a difficult catch and stop. That's why she traveled. I would have liked to have seen the BG player take a couple more dribbles and then find her so she could have just caught it and went up for it.
Delhi back down the floor, but Henderson got a piece of that basketball, took it out of the hands of Apps. Out of bounds it goes. Two of the scrappiest, hardest-working players in the area guarding each other here tonight. Henderson for BG, Apps for Delhi. That'll be a fun matchup to watch. Those two do not back down from a challenge. And both play fantastic defense. Here is Danielle Ennis. Delhi has the basketball. Pumping it inside for Lexi Davis, and it was intercepted there by Emma Kinter, and BG will come away. In the backcourt now with Peyton Umbra. Across the Bobcats logo at midcourt as BG goes right to left. Kinter is off to a fast start, looking for some more in front of the Delhi bench, far side. Feeds one to Jaislyn Henderson. Now to Suda, left side. Suda, little pump fake, shot clock's at 10, finds Marissa Mayo. Back to Suda in the left corner. BG still with the ball, 5 on the shot clock. Left side, Kinter's going to have to force a 3 and draw some air. It's going to roll out of bounds. Valiant effort there by Henderson to try to save it, but it was too late, ball back to Delhi.
Yeah, that was good hustle. I think she might have got it off the Delhi player, but their referee said no.
3:45 to go, first quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford girls leading Delaware Academy 7-4. A MAC showdown here tonight between the Bulldogs and the Bobcats. Innes with the ball here for Delhi, going left to right. They have it straight away. Little give and go to Lexi Davis. Now back to Danielle here at the top of the arc. Had it knocked out of her hands. Shot clock's at 10. Boy, Coach, I love your thoughts. Both teams really kind of not getting into their offense until late in the shot clock or waiting for something to develop. Here's Danielle Innes feeding one back to Apps. A long two, and she's got it from right above the foul line.
Something else I've noticed, both teams seem to be having a hard time getting a handle of the ball. So I wonder if that ball is really slick.
Now a steal at midcourt here by Delhi. Guess who? Tyler Apps. And she's going to try to take it into the teeth of the defense. Her layup won't go. Danielle Innes the rebound. Little spin-around move, got kind of stuck in a tough spot, missed the shot. Another rebound for Delhi. But this time the shot was short by Lexi Davis, and finally BG has it with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. BG girls leading 7-6. Bainbridge-Guilford has the ball on their own offensive end on the left side. They go to Peyton Umbra. She wants to dial up a three. Instead goes inside for Mayo, who had the good seal, and she finishes.
Yeah, that basket was created early. Mayo did a really nice job of getting post position there. Good pass from Umbra to get that scoring opportunity for the Bobcats.
BG 9, Delhi 6, 2:20 to go first quarter. Nice little roll inside by Danielle Innes, and the pass was there from Tyler Apps for the finish.
Yeah, that was textbook pick and roll there by the Bulldogs.
9-8 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. BG clinging to a one-point lead. This is a good one, as expected here. Here is Victoria Suda with the basketball for Bainbridge-Guilford. Now to Emma Kinter. Kinter dribbling to the right side of the floor, finds Jaislyn Henderson. Gets around her defender, steps into the paint. Nice move by Jay, and she scores with the kiss off the glass.
And both teams are doing a good job pressuring the ball, which I think is preventing them from getting into their offense.
BG girls lead 11-8 over Delhi. Coming up on a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Tyler Apps off a screen, into the teeth of the defense. Lost control of it, last touch by BG. It'll stay with DA. 1:35 exactly to go here, first quarter. And Delhi will inbound the basketball to the right of their own hoop. And Danielle Innes will work it in finds Leah Young, who's into the game for the first time tonight. Right back to Danielle. The give and go. It's up and good, and Danielle has 6 points. Makes it 11-10.
That was a tough angle for that shot, but she found a way to get it up over the front of the rim.
1:20 to go here in the first quarter. 11-10 our score. BG girls up by a point. Here's Umbra to the right side, finding Marissa Mayo. Working one back out. Kinter from way downtown. That's too strong, a little too much mustard on it. Up over the backboard and out of bounds. But I'll take those looks from Kinter all day. Good-looking shot.
Yeah, that was a good shot, just a little long.
1:08 to go, first quarter. Some full-court pressure now coming from BG. Delhi gets it in. So we come up on a minute to go. Apps across the Bobcat logo. Delhi with the ball left side. A steal by Jaislyn Henderson. Picked her pocket, shovels a pass while falling down over to Marissa Mayo, and here comes BG down the left side. BG going right to left on your radio dial. 20 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Top of the arc here for Peyton Umbra. Reversing to the right side now for Jaislyn Henderson. Wants to take it to the hoop, can't get around her defender. Shot clock down to 5. Henderson stuck in the corner, goes back to Suda, who tosses one up, and the 3 was a little too strong. Delhi with a rebound. Streaking down the right side. Finally, they'll slow it down with Tyler Apps. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Pull-up jumper is good in the corner there for Verspoor. Rebecca Verspoor into the game and hits a jumper.
Bulldogs with their first lead of the night.
15 seconds to go, first quarter. Suda back out to Peyton Umbra. BG with it on the baseline. Down to 10 seconds left. Here in their own offensive end. Back to Suda. Game clock's at 5. Suda takes it inside, and we got a up and down call here.
I think he called double dribble.
Double dribble, excuse me. 2 seconds left. Lexi Davis going to come in, so another 3-point shooter. Subs in here for Coach Bruce. Yeah, double dribble the call. Delhi leads 12-11. And Delhi will get it in. They go to Apps. Lost control of it and can't get the shot off. Good defense there. Good clean D by Jaislyn Henderson. End of the first quarter. Delhi girls lead BG 12-11. We got a good one here tonight on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 12-11 our score. BG with a good opening possession here of the second quarter. They trail by one against the Delhi girls. A shot by Kinter wouldn't go, and now Delhi down the floor for their first trip of the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. We're glad to have you along. Here's Delhi taking it to the hoop. Tyler Apps can't get that shot to go. A left-handed layup. Rebound for BG.
That's the second time Delhi has run that little, like, scissors play off the high post area. Both times they had good opportunities at a layup, but neither time were able to convert.
Here's Suda in the paint for BG. Her shot a little too strong. Rebound for Verspoor, and an outlet pass. Here comes Delhi. Going left to right, Danielle Innist, the talented eighth grader. Dishes one off here for Lexi Davis, and the paint kick out. Three ball left side for DA, won't go. Verspoor with a rebound. And she can't get that shot to go, but she is fouled on the right low block. And she'll go to the line here with 6:50 to go, second quarter. Delhi girls leading 12-11. And Even the spark off the bench has been good for Coach Bruce's club here tonight. First shot for Verspoor, just a little short. Died on the front of the rim, second one coming.
Delhi seems to be a little more settled in offensively compared to BG here early in this contest.
Second shot for Verspoor. Goes one out of two, hits that one. And Delhi now leads 13-11 over the BG girls here on the road, early second quarter. BG trying to gather that lead back up. They had it for most of the first quarter. Delhi took it late. They go to Mayo, inside the paint, right straightaway shot, hit the rim three times, and then flushes down for Marissa Mayo.
Nice soft touch there, got the shooter's roll.
Ties this game up at 13 with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Apps to the left side, comes off a screen at the right elbow, down low for Danielle Innes, and she finishes with the soft touch on the inside. She's got 8 points.
That's twice they've gone to that pick and roll, and both times they've scored. I'd like to see them go back to that.
BG with it on the left side. They go right to left. They find Mayo on the baseline, and she's fouled as she puts the shot up. It'll be on the floor. Looks like the foul's going to be. Who'd they get this one, Coach? I don't think it was App. She was in the vicinity.
Number three, Leah Young.
Yes, Leah Young picks that up. Bobcats looking to get it in, and they do. They go to Suda, back up near midcourt, finding Peyton Umbra. And her jumper a little too strong. Rebound on the far side for Danielle Innes. Good outlet pass ahead for Lexi Davis, and then a traveling violation on her. Gives it back to BG.
I thought for a second he was going to call a foul there, and if I was Coach Conway, I would have lost it because she didn't have a chance to get the ball up. She was behind the backboard.
5:45 to go in the second quarter, and the Delhi girls lead on the road here at BG 15-13. Great game so far. Bobcats have it on the right side with Marissa Mayo. Nice little pass down low for a cutting Jaslyn Henderson, and she puts it in.
Nice little pick and roll exchange there for the Bobcats.
Tied at 15 now. Both teams just throwing punches back and forth at each other. Tyler Apps on the right side of the floor. Bounce pass. Finds Leah Young. Now back to Apps. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock here for Delhi. They pass inside for Verspoor. Oh, a good look there from Tyler Apps. And Verspoor with 5 points off the bench so far for DA. Delhi leads 17-15. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. BG trying to answer again. Here's Emma Kinter. Lost it. Had it knocked out of her hands there by the Delhi defense. But then BG's going to steal it back. Suda's got it. Outlet pass finds Marissa Mayo. And the track meet continues. Here's Mayo down the left side, but she traveled. Just kind of bobbled it, almost like you said earlier, Coach. The ball looked slippery, and she couldn't get the pass off in time.
And I think you got to give credit to Delhi's defense. That's why I think BG doesn't look settled on offense. It just seems like they can never get into a rhythm. They're never, like, ready to run their set, and they don't have the ball in the right spot. So give credit to Delhi's defense, the man-to-man.
Coming up on 4.5 to go, second quarter. And then a reach-in foul here on Henderson, who was getting on the floor, going after that ball. And again, there's that hustle, the matchup tonight between Henderson for BG and Apps for Delhi.
I think Apps has done a really nice job on the offensive end for Delhi, either scoring or creating opportunities for others.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi girls leading BG 17-15. Inside for Danielle Innes. And the eighth grader is into double figures with another bucket from in close. She's got 10. Makes it 19-15. For Delhi, with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Kinter trying to answer on a right side three. Won't go down. Rebound for Danielle. She can handle the ball, too. It's impressive for being about 5'11". Trying to go coast to coast. A little up and under. It just rolls off the back of the rim. Did everything but finish. Mayo gets the rebound here for the Bobcats with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. 19-15 our score. Delhi girls leading Bainbridge-Guilford. Victoria Suda on the left side. Leaving one for Peyton Umbra straight away. Apps has got a hand right in her face. Back to Suda, left side, shot clock's at 10. They go to Kinter now. Kinter off a screen, finding Peyton Umbra, shot clock's at 4. And Umbra's going to let it go from way downtown, and the three ball is way off the mark. And I think the Delhi defense will take that all night, forcing BG to take long, deep threes. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Delhi trying to add to this lead. They lead 19-15 here on the road at BG tonight. Late second quarter. Here's Danielle Innes into the corner for Prisco. Finding Apps now on the baseline. Her jumper is good.
Well, I don't think she's missed a jumper tonight. She's really shooting the ball well.
Tyler Apps, the sophomore, with 6 points. Delhi's got their biggest lead of the game at 21-15 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Mayo off a screen at the top of the arc here for BG as they go right to left. Inside for Suda, slips around the defender and scores.
Nice little drive there for Suda and the Bobcats.
Makes it 21-17. Delhi with the lead. They're going to take it right back with Prisco taking it to the rim, and she scores. And another timeout taken by BG. 2:34 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away. Delhi girls lead Bainbridge Guilford 23-17. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2.5 to go in the second quarter, and the Delhi girls lead 23-17 here on the road over BG. Coach, a close game so far, but what do you think might be the difference?
I think the difference is Delhi's defense and their ability to execute on offense. When they've got open shots, they've knocked them down.
BG with the ball, trying to break this pressure from Delhi. They do. Still a lot of time left in this game. Bobcats have gone to the bench. They bring one of their good eighth graders in, Jalen Winans. BG does turn it over, though, on the near side sideline, and Delhi's going to get it back. Good opportunity here for the Bulldogs. Danielle Innes looking to get it in. Into the backcourt for Tyler Apps. Cross midcourt. Apps at the top of the key. Goes to Innes at the right elbow. Nice little handoff there right in the breadbasket of Apps, and she takes it in for the score.
Yeah, that was that scissors play, but on the opposite side of the court. This time they were able to convert.
Kind of puts Danielle as the quarterback there, and she can kind of hand it off. It's fun to watch. Delhi with their biggest lead at 25-17. Here's Suda taking it inside for BG. Missed the layup, and then Henderson with a rebound, and she's fouled. And Jaslyn's going to go to the line, and BG needs to close this gap up a little bit before the break.
Yeah, these free throws will be big, and then they can try to get a stop and then maybe another basket. That play that Delhi is running, it kind of reminds me of like a professional football read option play where,
yes,
you know, the quarterback has the opportunity to hand it off or then turn and run.
Here is Henderson at the line, and she left the first one short, and she knows it.
All three times they've run that play, they've handed it to the second option, though. So I'm waiting for Ennis to let both go by and then her spin and score.
That's a great thing. You have a lot of different variations of that play. Henderson's second shot is good. Jaslyn is up to 5 points, and it's the Delhi girls leading BG 25-18 here in Bainbridge tonight. 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Innes on the right side. Suda trying to match up with her on defense. Dishes it off to Tyler Apps. Takes it inside. Her shot this time is too strong. Both teams scrambling for the rebound, and Marissa Mayo comes out of the fray with it for BG. Mayo across midcourt to the right side, wants a three, steps in, oh, in and out. And another rebound here for Danielle Innes.
Yeah, really strong rebound there.
Here is Tyler Apps into the paint. Kicks one out for Prisco, little floater in the lane, and that's good for Jalen Prisco. She's got 4 points, getting the start here tonight. And Delhi leads 27-18. Boy, we've seen some old school BG Delhi games that didn't get much higher than 27 points. This is a high-scoring first half here for the Bulldogs. A take inside now for Peyton Umbra. Her shot was no good, but it did bounce off a Delhi defender, so it'll stay with the Bobcats underneath their own hoop.
BG just seems to be out of sorts on offense. They don't seem to be getting anything that they're trying to get. It's like all kind of, I don't want to say freelance, but all kind of dribble moves to the basket.
Inside here for Henderson. Got it stripped, but Suda tracks it down. Back to Henderson, and this time she's fouled by Danielle Innes. So good penetration there on the dribble drive by Jaylen Henderson. She'll go back to the line. Delhi girls leading 27-18, 41 seconds to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. First shot from Henderson is no good. Jay, usually a very good foul shooter, struggling a little bit tonight. Second shot for Henderson, up and good. And she's got 6 points. Henderson coming in, shooting over 60% from the line on the season. Coach Conway will need her to clean that up here tonight. Missed three-pointer for Delhi, back the other way here for BG. But a steal here at midcourt by Lexi Davis for Delhi. Takes it in left wing side. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. There was some contact there. Davis is down with 15 seconds to go here. Now Henderson's got it. They haven't blown this play dead yet. 10 seconds left. Davis still writhing in pain down the other side of the floor. And they haven't blown this play dead yet. Mayo's going to end up scoring. And Todd Bruce is going to come out here. He's not happy about that. Mayo does put that basket in, and Davis is down. She had a serious knee injury a year ago, and you can only hope that it is not another knee. She pounding the floor down there on the far side, so we're going to take an injury timeout. There's 1 second left here in the second quarter. It's the Delhi girls on top, 27-21, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. There's just under 1 second left here in the second quarter. And injured athlete is Lexi Davis, the sophomore here for Delhi. Still down on the floor, but is sitting up, being helped by Coach Bruce. Her parents have gone out, and they're helping her up to her feet now. We'll get a nice round of applause here from the crowd. She is favoring her other leg now, not the leg she has the sleeve on. So we are going to hope that she's okay. Delhi girls leading 27-21. And Davis going off to the locker room now. So we'll basically just get an inbounds here before we head to the break. But always scary, Coach, when you see stuff like that.
Yeah, you hope the best. I hope that she's okay and able to come back and play this year, and she's healthy.
Always scary, too, when you've seen someone who just went through the gauntlet of the rehab and has gotten back to full strength. So Delhi is going to inbound that ball, and that's going to do it for the first half. Delhi girls on the road with a big lead, 27-21, here over Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Great first half there by the Bulldogs. And we'll hope that the injured player there, Lexi Davis, is okay. And we'll see if we can get an update of any kind here before the end of the night. So, again, Delhi girls 27-21 over BG at the break. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.
Banking easier.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Time now for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. You might need that number next week. Tuesday looks terrible, absolutely terrible. I saw well into the negative digits with the wind chill next week, so I'm not looking forward to that. I don't know about you.
No, I wonder if that will impact some schools.
Well, I'm thinking everyone's going to have Monday off for the holiday. But, yeah, I mean, what do you think? That possibly could when it gets that chilly, if it truly does.
I mean, then you'd have to be concerned about, you know, do the buses start? The biggest concern, though, is what kids are waiting out at the bus stop, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So
I'll be interested to see what they do on Tuesday. And we'll see. So Tuesday looks definitely chilly. So enjoy the balmy 20s that we have right now while we have it. So. All right, do our scoring summary first here for Delhi. Danielle Innes, the talented eighth grader, with 10 points. Tyler Apps with 8. Rebecca Verspoor with 5 off the bench. Jalen Prisco into the starting lineup for the first time tonight with 4 points for DA. Pretty balanced on the other side for BG. 6 for Jaslyn Henderson, 6 for Marissa Mayo, 5 for Emma Kinter, 2 apiece for Victoria Suda and Peyton Umbra. So definitely not out of reach here for the Bobcats, but I agree with you, Coach. They look a little... I don't know if it's because of the Delhi defense. They look a little flustered or out of sync, as you've said a few times, on offense.
Yeah, it just seems like they're not getting... normally you watch a BG team and they're like a fine-tuned machine and they're executing and getting layups and jump shots exactly where they want them. And tonight it just seems like there's a lot of creativity because they're not able to get into the set they want to get. I don't know if that's Delhi... doing a good job of taking them out of that set, or if it's just they're kind of getting discombobulated a little bit.
A well-oiled machine is what Bob Conway seems to always have his team doing. And that's why I always like to see what Coach Bruce can dial up to try to take him out of that. I've always been so impressed with how coaches like Todd Bruce and Bob Conway can adjust on the fly, though. And he can go into the locker room right now, draw something up, and figure some things out, and the kids are able to execute. That's such a skill that I think is so overlooked, and it always impresses me. So I don't know how those guys do it.
Yeah, and you asked earlier what's it like to coach against Coach Conway or a coach of his caliber. I can remember fondly my days back at Unitego coaching the girls where, you know, I made one of those adjustments, and it worked, and I kind of felt like, you know, I don't want to say like, oh, gotcha, but I kind of, like it made me feel... successful as a coach because, hey, I was able to put a little wrinkle in that he wasn't prepared for, and, hey, it helped us to be successful. So
I have enjoyed over the years, I have a great relationship with both of these coaches, and Coach Conway, it's not uncommon for him to call me, especially as we get closer to sectionals, and say, hey, I'm driving to Moravia tonight, or I'm going to wherever out in the IAC, and he wants somebody to go with him. So he'll say, I'll buy you dinner. So we'll go to dinner, and we get the long car ride, and this is what he does to you. You would probably love this. He grills you. All right, Nate, I had this scenario one time where we were down 5, and this is what defense they were in. What would you do? And I say, oh, Coach, this is why I'm on the radio. I don't. What do you want me to say here? But that's the way he thinks about things, and I'm sure he, in some strange way, loves the challenge of going in the locker room right now and saying, how do we figure out what Coach Bruce just threw at us?
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that about his scouting trips. When I was coaching at Unitego, that's how we kind of became good friends because I would always end up at the same place that he was going, and after about a year of always running into each other, he finally said to me, you know, we should probably ride together.
Yeah.
So we would text back and forth or communicate and say, where are you going tonight? Hey, I'm going here. And I'll never forget after we won our game in the sectional semifinals at Unitego, I think it was against Newfield, immediately after the game. I was barely through the lines, and he was over. His team had already been eliminated, and he said, we're going to Elmira Notre Dame tomorrow night. I'm picking you up here at this time. So he was super excited and happy that we had made it to the sectional final, And he took me on the scouting trip because I didn't know where Elmira Notre Dame was. I'd never been there, but
yeah.
I didn't have to worry about directions. I just had to worry about the scouting that night.
The man loves two things, scouting, well, three things, basketball, scouting, and a steak dinner. He loves to stop, get dinner somewhere. He's got his spots that he likes to go. And so I'm always up for it. If I'm not working another game, I say, yeah, I'll go with you.
Yep.
So we've made some of those trips. I've gone with him to Elmira Notre Dame and all out through the IAC, and it's just nice to, again, have someone to ride with, for sure. Well, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Over on the bench, Lexi Davis is still, they took her into the locker room, looked like somehow she got back over here to the bench. I didn't see how. She's got her knee up on the bench here. Coach Bruce over talking to her, her parents, and a couple of the assistant coaches as well. So we're going to keep an eye on that and hope that she's okay. But our halftime score, Delhi Girls 27, BG 21. Third quarter coming up. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. We start the third quarter. Delhi with the basketball. Going right to left now. They're in the maroon with the black and white trim. Ball out of the hands of Danielle Innes there, who's got a game-high 10 points so far. Went out of bounds. It will stay with the Bulldogs. BG's in the home white with the navy blue trim here. Delhi going right to left to start off this third quarter. Delhi will get it in to the left corner. They go inside for Danielle Innes. The turnaround shot, she's so tough in there, and she's able to roll that one in.
Yeah, nice execution on that out-of-bounds play. Able to get her on that low block. She's tough to guard there.
Delhi leads 29-21. BG lost control of it. It rolls out of bounds, but it will stay with the Bobcats. Have a couple of score updates for you here shortly as we keep an eye on a Charlotte Valley girls game. They're playing Stanford Jefferson tonight. Stanford Jefferson beat BG last week in a big non-leaguer. Tonight, Charlotte Valley's up on Stanford Jefferson late in that ball game. It is a non-leaguer tonight, but that would be a heck of an upset if it happens. They're about 2 minutes from being done. BG with a shot there from Peyton Umbra in the left corner. Hit the rim, went kind of sky high, up over the backboard and out of bounds. Delhi leading 29-21, and BG cannot afford to dig too much of a hole here. Delhi trying to add to it. Cross midcourt. Innes gets tied up. Ball tapped into the backcourt. Scooped back up by Danielle. Shot clock's at 15. They've barely made it across half court. Here's Prisco into the paint, and she scores off the bank there for Jalen Prisco.
Nice strong drive.
6 points for her tonight. It's been a good effort. And Delhi's got their biggest lead of the game, 31-21, with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Marissa Mayo on the baseline, feeds one across for Suda inside, and she's hammered at the left low block. Paige Weaver coming up limping a little bit there. We'll hope she's okay for Delhi. This will send Suda to the line with 6.5 to go in the third. So Suda will settle in at the line, and this is what BG needs. Clock stopped. Opportunity to get some points at the line, but that doesn't help. Their foul shooting has been tough tonight. She misses the first one.
Yeah, they've left several points on the board from that free throw line that I think normally they cash in on.
58% as a team on the season for BG as Suda goes 1 out of 2. Suda's got 3 points, and it makes it Delhi 31 at BG 22. And a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Bruce. Apps was in trouble over on the far side, got trapped, and he bails her out with the timeout. 6.5 to go in the third. Again, it's Delhi girls leading 31-22. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6.5 to go in the third. We're out of the timeout. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull. Greg Bonskowski with me tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer down in Sydney, the Main Street Studios there for WCDO. Delhi leading 31-22. Girls MAC basketball action here tonight in Bainbridge. Delhi with the ball. Paige Weaver picks up her dribble, finds Danielle Innes, the floater for Danielle on the left baseline. It won't go. Rebound is tracked down here by Tyler Apps. That's what she does best. Finds Danielle again. Beating one off for Paige Weaver. Back to Danielle. Out for Tyler Apps. And the long jumper is good. And she's been hitting them tonight. Adds another one. She's got 10 points.
I think she's 4 for 4 on jump shots.
Delhi leads 33-22. A turnaround shot here for Henderson is partially blocked. But BG holds on to possession. They go to Peyton Umbra in the far corner. Umbra comes off a screen to the right side. We'll feed one over to Victoria Suda. Suda into the paint. Now back to Jaislyn Henderson. Good ball movement here. Shot clock's at 5. They go to Kinter. They're going to have to force one up. Kinter from way downtown. It's too strong. And Delhi has done that all night, forcing BG late in the shot clock to shoot deep, deep shots. Here's Innes in the paint. Pull-up jumper. Yes. So tough to stop her from that spot, and she's got 14. And Delhi continuing to push the lead here. They make it 35-22. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats. And everything seems to be going right now for the DA Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'm super impressed with their defense tonight. That's been the difference in the game, in my opinion.
Bobcats will look to get it in with 5 minutes to go in the third. They go back to Marissa Mayo for a left-handed layup, and that won't go. And another rebound for Delhi. And even when BG has a good opportunity, they just haven't been able to cash in tonight. Here's Innes in transition, hits it. 16 now for Danielle.
Boy, she's got that little floater down.
She does. Back the other way. Henderson finally scores. Quick move down the floor. Henderson scores. She's got 8 points. Coach Conway wants a timeout. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Delhi 37, BG 24. MAC girls basketball tonight. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Just that out-of-town score update. Charlotte Valley girls lead Stanford Jefferson 37-28 with 19 seconds left. So it looks like Charlotte Valley is going to pull off a big upset. That is a non-leaguer, but certainly going to go a long way to adding another wrinkle into the Delaware League. You got to love this time of year. You never know what's going to happen. 4:40 to go here in the third, and the Delhi girls have opened up a 37-24 lead here over BG. Jumper 4 versus 4. Delhi with the ball. They missed the shot from the left side. Ball rolls out of bounds. Henderson couldn't get there in time, and it's going to stay here with DA. And, yeah, that's the final, 37-30. Charlotte Valley pulls it off against Stanford Jefferson, who just a week ago hosted this BG team and knocked them off, which I thought was a big shock last week. So, again, you just never know what's going to happen in high school hoops. Apps gets tied up but somehow manages to get the ball out to Prisco. Delhi going right to left. They go to Danielle Innist at the top of the arc. She's got 16. Shot clock's at 10. They go to Apps. Oh, just short on that elbow jumper. Maybe one of her first misses of the night. 4 minutes to go in the third. It's 37-24. And Marissa Mayo with a screen there on Tyler Apps. Body's flying at midcourt. BG's got the ball, and we got a turnover here on the Bobcats with 3:55 to go, and things just spiraling here for Bainbridge Guilford coach.
Yeah, they just don't seem to be settled at the offensive end. I know we keep saying that, but it just doesn't appear that they're, like, in a set how Coach Conway wants them to play. But I think a lot of that goes back to the Delhi defense.
Yeah, their defense just suffocating. You talk about that tough schedule that they have played. Really just, I feel like there's a point in your season where that stuff starts to pay off, and it might be tonight here for Delhi. Or maybe earlier in the week. They got that huge win, 64-34 over Oneonta earlier in the week. Here's Ennis, that little jumper, lets her down this time. BG back the other way, and we got a huge collision underneath, a block on Delhi. Henderson went flying into the hoop, and I couldn't quite see who the defender was. Was it Apps? No, it was Prisco. She got leveled underneath the hoop. We'll hope she's okay. Bodies flying everywhere.
I thought she had legal defensive guarding position.
I was going to ask, Coach, what were your thoughts there?
Hardest call in all of basketball. And
really is.
The ref had a better angle than we did.
That's all about the angle, I've been told. Henderson at the line gets the first one to go.
But a lot of people think you have to be set and still, and that's not the case. You just have to have legal guarding position.
Second shot for Henderson. This one is short. BG going away from the line with a lot of one for twos tonight. Delhi leads 37-25, 3:15 to go in the third. Danielle Ennis for three, missed it. Goes out of bounds going back to the Bobcats. Danielle just maybe a little early to pull the trigger on that one. Still not out of reach here for BG. I think if you can cut it to 10, get it to within single digits here to start the fourth, you give yourself at least a fighting chance. But a steal now by Delhi. For Spohr, dishing one off to Prisco, back to Danielle Innist, bounce pass far side. Three ball here for the Bulldogs, won't go for Leah Young. Second chance opportunity for Spohr, she couldn't get it, Mayo with a rebound.
Yeah, if BG can get it to 10 at the quarter, and then at 5, halfway through the fourth quarter, they're in business.
2:40 to go here in the third quarter in Bainbridge tonight. Kinter lost it. Apps was right there, and she's just Johnny on the spot. Got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds. Prisco, or no, Leah Young is going to get a break. And Paige Weaver back in.
Because, I mean, it seems like Delhi has been in control of the game almost all night. But, like you said, if BG can get a couple hoops here to close out this quarter, they're right in it.
Yeah, at least give yourself a chance down the stretch. Maybe Kinter, somebody gets hot from three, you never know. Mayo to the right side. Thought about a three, didn't pull it. Shot clock's at 10 again. BG forced to the outside. Kinter's going to load it up and ball out of bounds, missed it. Going to go back to Delhi. Shot was short. 2:20 to go here, third quarter. Delhi girls leading 37-25. In the backcourt, they go to Tyler Apps, trying to come across midcourt. They do get it in time. Here to Danielle Innis. Left side, jumper for Prisco, won't go. Rebound for Paige Weaver. Works one back out, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock here. Danielle Innis skips across the top of the defense, finds Tyler Apps, steps through, jumper for Tyler, in and out. And BG's got a rebound. Williams grabbed up that rebound. They find Marissa Mayo. Her shot is short. Henderson gets the rebound into the corner, but Verspoor takes it from her, and Delhi gets it right back in another possession where BG comes up empty. Down the right side, inside for Danielle Innis. The scoop and score for Danielle. She's got 18. And Delhi leads 39-25 with a buck and a half to go in the third quarter. Mayo down the right side of the floor trying desperately to get something going here for the BG Bobcats. Right corner now for BG. We got a blocking foul here on Delhi.
I was searching through my program for that name, but that was a great pass on that possession by Paige Weaver to find Ennis cutting to the basket there. That was beautiful.
Yeah, really nice play, and they're getting such great contributions from everybody off the bench tonight. Marissa Mayo with a shot, left it short. And back down the floor, but stolen away here by BG. Kinter to the right side, and they throw it to the near side. It was last tipped by Delhi out of bounds. 1:05 to go here in the third. And the Bobcats will look to get it in with Marissa Mayo. She's got to hurry. Mayo's going to float it up. 5-second call. Great defense again, and that's, as we've said, that's been the difference here tonight.
Absolutely.
39-25. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here tonight. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU.
I mean, they've done a really good job in the half court, but to even take away something as simple as getting the ball in there from half court.
Here's Epps. Goes to the high post for Verspoor. Inside. A lot of contact. No call. And BG's got it. They're coming back the other way. Delhi fans not happy. Mayo stops for a long two. Left it short. Rebound underneath. Both teams scrambling for it. Prisco got a piece of it. Couldn't hold on in time. And it's going to stay here with BG. Boy, Bobcats in desperate need of a bucket late in the third. It's been a hard-fought third quarter for BG. They just haven't been able to put much up on the board. A three ball left side is partially blocked, and Apps comes away with it there for the Bulldogs. Apps to the left side finds Prisco. They're content to take their time here with 30 seconds to go in the third. Delhi on top, 39-25. Back out for Tyler Apps. Pump fakes. Will dish one out. Prisco. Three ball of her own. Too strong. Rebound. Hard fought on the floor. We got a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it back to BG with 15 seconds left. Third quarter.
Good hustle by both teams there to get on the floor after that rebound.
Still within striking distance for BG, but they're going to have to find a way to turn up the heat here on offense. Mayo across midcourt. 10 seconds left. Third quarter. BG flips one to the right corner now for Jaislyn Henderson. Back to the top of the arc. They find Mayo. Three ball desperate here at the horn. It's no good. Three quarters in the books. It's 39-25. Delhi girls in full control here on the road in Bainbridge against the BG Bobcats. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be back on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter, Delhi girls leading 39-25. I would think it's a good sign for Delhi. Lexi Davis still over on the bench, has got the ice, still here supporting her teammates. You love to see that. I think if it was more serious, we would probably know, and she probably wouldn't be here. So it's a good time.
We can only hope for the best for her.
BG's got it on the left side. The Bobcats in desperate need of a run here. They go to Kinter. Dials up. That's a good look for her. In and out. Wouldn't go.
Boy, they needed that one.
Yes, they did. I thought that's the best, one of the best looks she's gotten. She does get it back and cannot get the shot to go. Umbra was able to feed one through the defense, found Kinter, but her shot wouldn't go. She's fouled, and we'll head to the line.
Now they need to capitalize from the free throw line. They've struggled a little bit here tonight.
It was a better looking possession, though, than they've had.
Might have been one of the best ones all night.
Kinter to the line, and this one is good. Bounces in for Kinter. She's got six.
I don't remember another possession all night where they got a second chance opportunity.
And you know Coach Conway has gone over everything with this team, so I think it just, again, speaks to the defense of Delhi. Kinter's second shot won't go. Rebound for Henderson. Tracks it down. Kicks one out. Kinter, a three ball. Can this one go? Yes! Splash for Kinter. She's got nine, and it's back to a 10-point game, 39-29. 7 minutes left. Here's verse four. Her jumper, too strong. Mayo with a rebound. Can the Bobcats get something going? A jump ball. The arrow keeps it with D.A. Feels like they have a little, just a tiny bit of momentum here, Coach. We'll see.
I don't think that arrow's right.
Either way, Delhi's keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
They do keep it in their pocket, too. I would think, hopefully, that they would have it correct. Stepping through, here is Tyler Apps. The jumper is good. That's another big jumper there for Apps, and she's got 12.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with her game tonight. She's done a really good job being a general out there on the floor.
And another good defensive play here by Apps, bringing the energy, punched that pass out of the air and into the scorer's table. He's just everywhere, and that's how she plays. It's fun to watch. BG gets it in to the left side for Suda, and now to Peyton Umbra. BG at the top of the arc. Looking for some options. They go to Mayo on the right side. Kinter's trying to post up down low. They can't get it to her. Mayo to the left side. Feeds one back to Kinter, who came all the way back out. Fires up a shot. It's blocked. And that's going to be a shot clock violation. Didn't hit the rim. And another good possession on defense where Delhi just forced you outside of the three-point arc for a lot of that possession.
They just won't let him get set up into their offense.
6:15 to go in the fourth. And the Delhi girls lead 41-29 on the road here at BG. Here is Innist at the high post. Danielle feeds one over far side for Leah Young. It pops in and out. Rebound for Verspore. She got tied up there with Marissa Mayo. And what they call here, Coach, is going back to BG.
I think they called a jump ball.
So I couldn't tell. It's kind of a...
We'll watch the arrow and see if they change it. And they do. So
okay.
It was a jump ball.
I couldn't tell. It was just kind of a... twist up down low, and then all of a sudden the ball is going back the other way. They go inside here for Mayo, and she finishes. Good pass again from Peyton Umbra. Mayo's up to 8 points. That makes it 41-31. BG still has a fighter's chance here, but Delhi has had the answer every time that BG has tried to fight their way back in. Apps into the backcourt. Gets tied up with Henderson. Henderson got a piece of it, but they're going to say she was sliding out of bounds, so it will stay with D.A., but great hustle by both those players there.
Yeah. You talked about that earlier, that those are the two of the hardest players, you know, giving effort, and they both certainly demonstrated it there.
Yeah, they really do. And a over and back call here?
What he said.
I don't understand. They were so far, I feel like they were like 2 seconds after that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
seems like a late whistle.
Seems
there.
Like very late. I don't know. BG gets it back either way. The over and back call there on Delhi. They go to Suda at the high post, and it was knocked out of there by Prisco, who came up and just kind of from behind was able to whap that one free. Up top now for Tyler Apps. Delhi's got it going right to left. They're in the right corner in front of their own bench. Benches are on the far side here in BG. Bleachers only on the near side. They go to Danielle Innist, and she gets the shot to go. They're going to count the bucket, and she's going to the line here, and Danielle's got 20. Big night here for Danielle Innist, the eighth grader, who plays more like an upperclassman, that's for sure. And Delhi leads 43-31. So D's going to head to the line. And Williams will check back in here for BG. Suda to the bench. Not the night that BG was hoping for here on their home floor, and they have about 5 minutes left to try to figure out a miracle to get back into this game. Danielle's foul shot at the line is good. She's got 21, and she completes the three-point play. And Delhi girls lead 44-31. They're on top here of BG. Bobcats have it. They go with Kinter. Deep three for Emma. That won't go. Rebound tracked down here by Jaislyn Henderson. Keeps the possession alive. Back out Marissa Mayo. Mayo closely guarded here. Has to get on the floor. We got another jump ball. And the possession arrow is giving it back to Delhi as Danielle Innes got on the floor for that one.
Yeah, great hustle there.
Delhi just leaving no stone unturned here tonight. Great defense. A good game plan. They've executed well. Innes has got 21. Apps with 12 to lead the way. For Spohr with a backdoor cut. Can't finish the left-handed layup. It's out of bounds and going to stay with the Bulldogs here with 4:25 to go. Delhi girls leading BG 44-31. And Delhi will get it into the left corner. Now back to Tyler Epps for three. Too strong off the back of the rim. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. DA's got it. Inside for Danielle. Hits it, and she's fouled. And D's going back to the line here with 23 points on the night. It's almost double her average on the season.
Boy, she gets it in that paint. She's a really difficult matchup.
Yeah, she really is smooth, athletic. She's got the size where she can kind of maneuver around down there on the low block.
I've been impressed with her strength and ability to finish through contact.
24 as she makes the foul shot. Back-to-back three-point plays for Danielle Innes, the eighth grader. Cool as a cucumber, too. She just, nothing really seems to faze her. And Delhi leads 47-31 with 4 minutes to go. Marissa Mayo on the right side of the floor. Mayo down low, finds Jaislyn Henderson, bounced off the back of the rim. Rebound here for Verspoor, got tied up. And a reach-in foul here on Henderson, who was desperately trying to rip that ball back. Thanks for listening tonight as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And stay tuned after the game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Grants. Apps with the ball now for Delhi, going right to left. Dribbles through the teeth of the defense on that press. Gets a pass down low for Prisco. Her shot won't go. BG a rebound. A home run pass ahead for Henderson. It's too far down. Henderson goes diving out of bounds to try to save it, but it was too far out. And now we got a timeout taken here by BG. Coming up on 3.5 to go, fourth quarter, and it's the Delhi girls on top 47-31. We'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 47-31. Delhi girls on top. BG has fought very hard to try to get back into this game, but Delhi has had the magic touch here tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our producer at the WCDO studios in Sydney. Delhi breaks the pressure, and they're looking to work a little clock here on this possession as they go right to left. They're in the maroon with the black and the white trim. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue. They try to go to the high post here for Danielle Innes, and it's intercepted by Peyton Umbra, but then taken back by Tyler Apps. And what do we got here?
She was out of bounds.
Apps stepped out of bounds.
Apps was real close to the sideline there.
I thought, boy, it could be a multitude of things right there by half court. BG gets it in. Jalen Winans into the ball game here with 3 minutes to go. Winans also a good three-point shooter. Coach Conway trying anything he can to get back in this game. Winans on the right side. Steps down on the baseline. Pull-up jumper for her. Rolls off the back of the rim. And Delhi's got it on the rebound. Danielle Innes will bring it down. Goes left side for Tyler Apps. And Delhi trying to get out of here with a huge MAC victory. We talked during our Butler Auto pregame show what this would mean to both of these teams in the MAC standings, and I think it really helps Delhi if they can hold on for a win here. Shot clock's at 10. Game clock at 2:35. Shot clock now at 5. Delhi back up straight away. They go to Prisco. Has to throw up an NBA range 3. A bullet off the back of the rim. And the missed shot rebound goes to Suda of BG. But hey, I'll take that. If you're Delhi, right, you chew all that time off the clock for that possession. Winans on the right side. We'll leave one back for Peyton Umbra. Zipping one over to Suda. Suda with some options. Shot clock down to 5 for BG. To the high post for Henderson. Nowhere to go. Henderson's going to have to try to force it up. She's fouled with 3 on the shot clock. And will go to the line. But again, that is how it has been all night tonight for BG. Having to just try to create something late in the shot clock. Very unlike them, I will say.
It's almost like BG wants to throw the pass where it's supposed to go in the next part of the offensive possession, and Delhi takes it away, and then BG just doesn't have a secondary option. They don't know where to go with the ball.
Chandler Benjamin into the game now. She gets blocked from behind there with 1:54. And, you know, Coach Conway has always run a lot of the same stuff, but what I think always makes it tough is his team knows that, all right, they take this away, then we have another option, or we have a third option. But that tonight just has not clicked like it normally does for the Bobcats. For whatever reason. Maybe because of the excellent defense of the DA Bulldogs. 1:40 to go here in the fourth. Winans on the left side. Shot clock is at 5. Here we go again. Shot clock is deep. Winans with a 3. Too strong. A little bit of a bullet there. Hit the front of the rim. Rebound for DA. 90 seconds left, and a timeout's going to be taken here by the Bulldogs. We'll step away. Delhi girls lead 47-31. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:27 to go here, fourth quarter, out of the timeout. Delhi girls on the road leading BG 47-31. I was expecting a closer game right down to the wire tonight, but Delhi has really put their foot on the gas here, pulled away in the second half, and is going to get a hard-fought MAC victory here tonight.
Yeah, really after that first quarter, Delhi has really pulled away.
Bobcats have it on the baseline. After a steal, it got knocked out of bounds. Bobcats will get it in. Some of the reserves are in for both teams. Chandler Benjamin chasing it into the backcourt. They go to Peyton Umbra now. Umbra, the only two starters left out on the floor here for BG. Umbra and Suda. Suda takes it inside. That shot off the back of the rim wouldn't go. Umbra pulls it down. Floats it across for Jalen Winans. 55 seconds to go in the fourth. Delhi still leading 47-31. Suda tries to take it to the tin. Missed it. And a rebound for Delhi. And Tyler Apps will come across midcourt. Delhi's put in a couple of reserves as well. Apps and Innes are still out there, but I think mostly for the ball handling. Shot clock at 15 as Delhi is going to pick up a big win as they claw their way back towards 500. A big tournament there for them this weekend. They're going to go on the road up to Adirondack Community College. They're staying in Lake George, correct? That's where Coach said. Here's Danielle to the rim, takes it and scores. And that's 26 now for Danielle Innist. That'll be a fun weekend for them playing Saturday and Sunday on the road.
Be a long weekend, too. Monday will be hard to get up to go to school. But
well, it's the holiday, right?
That is true. I forgot about that.
Maybe that's why they planned it that way. 49-31, BG with one last heave, and it's going to be a bucket from Peyton Umbra. She's got 4 points, and that's going to do it. 49-33 is our final. Delhi girls defeat Bainbridge Guilford. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to BG. Our final score tonight, the Delhi girls come swooping into town. They pick up a 49-33 win over Bainbridge Guilford in a key MAC girls contest here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for BG, a team best 9 points for both Emma Kinter and Jaislyn Henderson, 8 for Marissa Mayo, 4 for Peyton Umbra, 3 for Victoria Suda. On the other side, it was a game-high 26 points for the 8th grader, Danielle Innist. She was tremendous again. A great performance from Tyler Apps with 12 points, 6 from Jalen Prisco, and 5 from Rebecca Verspoor. So that's our scoring summary there. And again, a game-high 26 tonight for Danielle. Let's get into our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Pretty easy choice for us tonight. The 8th grader Danielle Innist with 26 points. One of her best games of the season, Coach.
Yeah, she's awfully tough as an 8th grader. She can score from a couple different levels. She's really difficult when she gets in that paint area. She's got that nice little floater. We saw a couple underhanded scoop shots. She seems to have a nice touch from the free throw line. Really, I think she has a nice outside shot. That's their only lacking part of her offensive game, but I think that'll come as she gets a little more experience. But she's going to be awfully tough to handle these next few years here in the MAC.
Yeah, another 4.5 years where MAC coaches are going to have to deal with her. She's a tough one, for sure. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We'd like to give our BG Defense Award tonight to Jaislyn Henderson. Scrappy, got on the floor, played tough, never quit. It's all the qualities that you want in one of your best defenders. Jaislyn was that tonight for BG.
Yeah, every time I've seen her play, she just gives you everything she's got. I mean, she's out here diving on the floor at half court for a loose ball when her team's losing by double figures here in the fourth quarter, so she could be, I'd give her a jersey on my team any day of the week.
Lastly tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We'd like to go with Tyler Apps tonight, 12 points. What didn't she do? She was the true definition of an all-purpose player.
Yeah, I mean, to second what I just said about Jocelyn, giving her a jersey, she could have a jersey on my team.
Oh, yeah.
She's the floor general out there for Delhi. She kind of gets them organized. She gets them set up. She gives you the utmost effort on defense. And tonight I thought she shot the ball exceptionally well. She made all the right passes. She's kind of the coach out there on the floor for Coach Bruce and the Bulldogs.
Well, we've had Danielle and Jaslyn play with the Armadillos in the offseason. Tyler is usually very busy. She's a great tennis player for Delhi, so we haven't gotten her in an Armadillos uniform yet, but we will. And all summer, I got to say, Danielle, Tyler, Jalen Prisco, and Paige Weaver traveled the Gus Macker circuit representing WCDO, played several of them. We were glad to support them. They played very well, won a couple of tournaments, so they put the time in and represented WCDO very well, so thank you to them for that. Wore their shirts everywhere, and pretty cool. So they love playing.
And we talked a lot about pregame and then during the game that this was a big game for both teams. I think, though, if you had said coming in who needed to win more, I think I would have gone to Delhi with their record of 2-2 coming
Agreed.
In
yeah.
and BG with a record of 4-1. Not to say that BG didn't want to win this game, but BG still has control of their own destiny moving forward here to finish in that top four. But Delhi especially needed this one to kind of jump back up into that top four ranking. So I would not be surprised to see these two teams meet again. Remember, though, they're only playing in one division this year in the MAC, so they're not going to BG is not going to have to go over to Delhi and play. So it'll be interesting to see where they fall. Would not be shocked to see this as a matchup as maybe like a MAC semifinal game here coming up in the next few weeks.
I agree. You know, as we said earlier, both these teams have played and lost to Green. Unitego and Green have played, but there's some big matchups yet to come. Delhi, Unitego still to come. Trying to think what else. BG, Unitego is still to come. I was just looking at the schedule today. So some of these games are going to help decide these top four spots are still to come over the next 2 to 3 weeks, and hopefully we'll have a bunch of them right here on the radio for you.
BG still has not played Sydney
That's
as
true.
Well.
Yeah.
So there's lots of good contests coming up in the MAC girls.
Sydney is in the conversation, and they continue to pick up some really nice wins. They went over to Oxford. Oxford has been in the conversation as well, and Sydney went over there and had a big win earlier this week, so it seems like the Sabres are getting hot at the right time as well. So, well, Greg, thank you very much, and we'll hopefully see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, and we'll see you soon.
I will be back on the radio tomorrow night. Rich Turnbull will be back with me. He was with me last night for that Sydney boys game. We will be at Unadilla Valley as the UV Storm are hosting the Otselic Valley Vikings in a non-league game. So we will be at Unadilla Valley tomorrow night for that one. I just thought I would pass this along. UV played Unitego tonight, and Unitego comes away with the victory there, 56-35. That game was at UV, so Unitego picking up another win tonight as well. So big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in Sydney, always doing a great job. Jim will be with me tomorrow. Big thanks again to Greg, and we will see you tomorrow. Final score again here, 49-33, Delhi girls defeating Bainbridge Guilford here on the road in Bainbridge. For Greg Boskowski, I'm Nate Lull. See you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate.